Track 30, Part 2. Listen to a talk by a lecturer named Jane Chan, talking about her former student, Ralph G, on how debate changed his life. As you listen, choose the correct answer for questions 8 to 14. Now, you have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now listen carefully and indicate your answers on the answer sheet.
Good morning, students. I am your lecturer, and once again, I would like to welcome all of you to the Faculty of Law. I am here to deliver my final lecture in a 5 series of lectures about speaking skills, and today, our focus is on debating skills. It is my utmost delight to tell you that one of your seniors, Ralph G., has recently won a second place at the World University's Debating Championship, and that too in the open category as one of the best speakers. Therefore, in honor of his recent achievement, the title of my talk today is How Debate Changed His Life. He did not come from a rich or privileged family, but a simple middle-class family. His mother is a kindergarten teacher, while his dad works at a restaurant as a chef. He spoke very little English at home with his siblings, but the turning point came when he enrolled in a boarding school, namely the Royal Military College, RMC. He then realized that knowledge is vital in life. It was the starting point of his rush to pursue and gain knowledge and delve into the detail of things. He began to read widely. Initially, he perceived the debaters as arrogant and show-offs. He used to spend a lot of time playing video games at a local cyber cafe until one of his seniors, Afzan, prompted him to participate in a club-level debating competition. Afzan became a big influence in his progress as a debater as he was critical, curious, and patient. He joined the club to skip military training, but it later transformed into a real-life passion. He was told to brush up on his self-confidence. A great majority of people tend to fear public speaking, but through practice, he was able to build his confidence. Confidence building improves self-esteem and can help contribute to self-development. The second reward that he reaped through debate are obviously public speaking and arguing critically. These skills are useful not only in university where you are required to write reports and write presentations, but also at the workplace where employees are required to conduct meetings, present to their superiors, and enter into negotiations. Lastly, it greatly improved his general knowledge because debating forces one to read everything and anything. He needed to keep abreast on current issues and news. He also read widely on specific topics and theories. As a well-informed global citizen, it built his own thought processes, and most importantly, it allowed him to be a critical thinker. He also started building up certain habits and incorporated them into his daily routine. For example, to improve his English language, every time he heard a new word, he would write it down on his palm and make it a point to use it in his conversations. Once in university, he knew he had to step up the game. The environment was conducive as debating was encouraged and he was surrounded by the best of the best. There were high expectations from his seniors and coaches as teams were set to major regional and international debate tournaments. With a lot of hard work and determination, he managed to get selected into the team. Being in a team, he learned how to work together with his teammate, Faiza, and went on to win one tournament after another. When they won a second place at the World University's Debating Championship, their joy was uncontainable as they were ranked 15th in the world. The win was not only for his university, but also for Malaysia. They made a name for themselves, created history, and proved to people that Malaysians were a force to be reckoned with, even at international level. Hope that this talk has inspired you And if you would like to join the debating club, feel free to contact me for further details. Wish you all the best for your new semester. Thank you for lending me your ears.
Now, you will listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.